Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. 5 minutes every day. Glad you're with me. We're in the 12th chapter of the book of Acts. Peter is about to be freed from the prison cell. We're in the 7th verse where an angel of the Lord stood behind him and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Rise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. I won't go too deep into this comparison yet, because when we get to the end of the 12th chapter, we're going to spend some time on the fact that the angel struck Peter on the side in Acts 12:7, and then in Acts 12:23, an angel of the Lord strikes Herod. So we're going to see a disciple being struck by an angel of the Lord and what happens physically, and then a non-believer being struck by the angel of the Lord, and we'll see what happens physically. And there's a juxtaposition in Acts 12 between Peter and the encounter with the angel and Herod Agrippa and his encounter with the angel. I'll just leave that sort of dangling out there, and when we get to the end of the 12th chapter in a few days, we'll spend a little more time on it, because there's an obvious, to me, an obvious connection here designed by the Greek rendering, and I say by the Holy Spirit, but there's also a connection back to Ananias and Sapphira, and we'll get into that as we proceed. So what we have happening physically is an angel shows up in the midst of the prison cell and tells Peter to get up, and the chains fall off his hands. The angel says to him, "Gird yourself, tie on your sandals," and so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. So Peter doesn't really think this is happening, and that's probably because it defies the odds of nature. Now, Peter has seen Jesus defy the odds of nature, but it never ceases to shock the human senses when God does something that defies nature. And so Peter, and we can, if we're not careful, we can tend to think that these kind of things won't happen unless we walk in perfect faith. And yet here's Peter, who doesn't really think it's happening. He thinks he's seeing a vision. I don't know why he thinks God would give him a vision of this, but he's pretty sure this isn't real. And the scripture bears that out, and yet it is real. And it just reinforces to me something I've said many times here on the podcast, and we said it a lot when we did our journey through the book of John. That Sunday morning at the tomb, when Mary thinks she sees a gardener, but she's really seeing Jesus, she asks the gardener what they've done with his body. She doesn't believe in the resurrection. I'm not saying she doesn't believe it's possible. She just doesn't believe it's happened. And yet she receives a revelation of God. And so with imperfect faith, she receives. And here we are in a society of the church where we talk about perfect faith and proper faith, and yet with imperfect faith, great things happen, and Peter is freed from prison. He doesn't even think it's real. Now, I'm not trying to advocate imperfect faith. I'm not trying to advocate people don't believe. I'm trying to let you know that Christ meets you at the end of your faith. It's not about waiting until your faith gets bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger and stronger. What's the purpose? If your faith grows and gets stronger, you rest in more confidence. Faith comes by hearing the words of Christ. The more you hear about Christ, the more your faith grows. The more your faith grows, the more you rest in who you are and start to walk in those covenant promises. It doesn't mean God moves in greater force because your faith is greater. It means the effectiveness of God's moving is more obvious in your life because you're in a place and a position to see it. Even in the midst of that, God can move beyond our ability to comprehend or understand, which is what he does for Peter in Acts chapter 12. We'll continue from here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.